It is time for our elementary update, and we welcome in Gary Dancer from Lakeland Elementary in the Coldwater School District out in Lakeland. Like everywhere else, the snow's piling up and piling up and piling up for the kids. They probably get a little cabin fever too, don't they, when they can't get outside all the time?
Yeah, our maintenance crew's done a nice job of keeping the playground clear. The problem's been the temperature. It just hasn't been safe to go outside. So, yeah, the kids, when it's a warm day, they like to go outside. And by warm, I mean, hey, we're in double-digit temperatures, so we can go outside and play.
There you go. Well, the kids get a chance to let their hair down a little bit, and so do you guys, with another Cardinal Pride Assembly coming up here.
Yeah, we're excited. This Friday, we're going to have our Cardinal Pride Assembly for the second marking period. We're going to recognize kids for perfect attendance. We're going to also recognize them for meeting our Cardinal Pride behavior expectations, get some academics in there with their NWA testing, and also we have some fun relays that the kids enjoy and staff as well.
All right. So with that, how close are you guys to starting to make the transition for those older kids to the middle school? Have you started that process yet?
Right about just before or after spring break, the middle school counselors come in and visit with our fifth grade classes. We actually get to go over shortly after spring break and eat lunch there. The kids always say what better choices there are there at LMS. So they look forward to that in the bigger cafeteria. And it really is beautiful this year. The renovations turned out wonderful, and so it's going to be exciting for our kids to visit.
Yeah, the grass is always greener when it comes to lunchtime, I think, you know.
Someone
else always has better lunches than we have. So, well, also, your teachers actually have some more professional development coming up as well.
We do. This Friday's a half day, early dismissal for kids. So, of course, we're continuing with our professional learning communities. We've been working really hard on looking at what we want all kids to know in our curriculum. And this Friday, we're going to take it a step further and look at some of our results and kind of get a game plan for the rest of the year so we make sure we hit all of our students skill by skill.
All right. And then for the kids around the corner, actually, it's coming up pretty quickly in another month or so. It is, I think, is one of the coolest things that Branch County does with their school kids, the Science Olympiad coming up.
Just a great event. For those of you that haven't been there, even if you don't have a kid participating, it's a neat event to watch, to see kids from all over the county participate and get them excited about science, some hands-on things. Really a neat event.
Well, I mean, it ranges from things like, building a catapult to learning different science concepts. And there's math involved. There's teamwork involved, too, with it, too.
Yeah, there's team events and there's individual events. Of course, catapult is always one of the big favorites. The egg drop's another big favorite. I do barge building. That's another busy event. So there's just so many fun things for the kids to do, a variety of things to meet their interests.
Yeah, so that's coming up in March, and what a great project. Again, and that's schools from around Branch County that get involved in that. So looking forward to that again this year, the annual event here in Branch County, the Science Olympiad. Other than that, anything else kind of on your guys' schedule here at Lakeland these days?
Well, of course, we're wild about reading all year round, but March is Reading Month is coming up, and United We Read is going to be happening again this year, and they get from all over the county, they get business men and women to come into the classrooms at the elementary level, and it was really neat to see last year. So I'm excited that they're planning on doing that again this year, and I can't wait for all the readers to come visit Lakeland and spend some time with our kids.
All right, great. Well, thanks for coming in for the update. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ken. I appreciate it.
Gary Dancer, he's the principal at Lakeland Elementary in the Coldwater School District with us this morning on this edition of our Elementary Update.